Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, you when you're a program like that and you also are only winning about 70% of your games and you haven't taken LSU to where you're supposed to be in that program's mind, competing for national titles, you're going to have consequences, and especially in today's day and age. And so you had another coach fired, Brian Kelly, $53 million buyout. We know about James Franklin, 49.7, Billy Napier, 21.2, Mike Gundy, 15 million, Sam Pittman at Arkansas, 9.8. I can keep going, right? All the way down to even Jay Norvell at Colorado State, who's owed 1.5 million. Now, a lot of these contracts do have offset language. So if you're Brian Kelly and you get hired in a couple months, what you make, there will be offset there. You know, if you're making $5 million a year, and LSU owed you $9 million, then they only owe you, you know, the $4 million. You know, so these $169 million in buyouts, that won't be ultimately whatever gets paid out, but it just tells you the situation we're in. It's why it's going to set up a crazy college football carousel. Brian Kelly left Notre Dame because he thought he could win a national championship there, couldn't win one at Notre Dame, and he struggled from the very beginning to kind of fit that program. Everybody, when he got hired, was like, "Does this seem like a great fit? Brian Kelly going down to LSU?" I'm not saying this is why he didn't have success, but it was a bad sign when this happened. We joked about this at the time a couple of years ago when he was at halftime of a LSU basketball game and he was speaking to the crowd and he was being fake, very fake and phony already, talking to the crowd.
"It's a great night to be a Tiger."
All of a sudden, you just developed a Southern accent.
"I'm here with my family.
My family.
I'm here with my family.
First,
you're
gotta clear my throat.
You're all right.
Come on, Brian.
Anyway, I was very emotionally choked up.
It sounds Kelly like you've really been out of shape for this loss.
Brian Kelly really, you know, he meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
First, my family is one of my favorite weird incidences out of a coach ever, and it makes me dream of a world
family
in which he takes a job in a different, like he takes a job in California. He's like, "Yeah, Braj, let's go get some
that
wins."
That would actually be pretty
and
epic
he just
if
makes
he did
up
that.
Some other
he takes
stupid
UCLA
accent.
Job?
Yeah, and he just makes up some other accent that has nothing to do with the upstate New York upbringing that he was a part of. And so, I kind of feel like you knew it was doomed. Really, from the beginning there. I mean, look at the bowls he's playing in. He won the Citrus and Relia Quest and Texas Bowl. That's not good enough for LSU.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, I'm not surprised I'll stay away from the point that I've already made, which is I don't ever want to hear anybody say, "There's not enough money to pay athletes." Nonsense. They're paying out $160 million in buyouts this year. What's most interesting about it is, in the world of NIL, what I think has happened is the leash is shorter. They're treating it more like NBA coaches or NFL coaches, which is, "Hey, man, you got 2 or 3 years to get this thing kind of rolling. And if you're not up to the expectation, we'll pay any amount of money to make you go away. We're not worried about the price tag at the end of the rainbow to pay." And this is going to be an absolutely insane coaching cycle.
Yeah, LSU, Penn State, and Florida are all open.
Missouri is going to have to work to keep Drinkwitz employed at the University of Missouri. And some of these other programs, if you got a coach that you like, good luck, because it is going to be hard to keep them at your university during this cycle, because LSU might be the best of many very good to great jobs in the college landscape.
Yeah, it's better than it's Florida. It's definitely better than Florida. So, you know, if you thought, oh, there's no way X coach would leave to go to Florida, that LSU is a job that a lot of coaches don't hesitate to take. They call and you take it, and you go. And we all know the trickle down effect. And this is why it'll be crazy once we get to late December into January. Let's say Matt Rhule does leave Nebraska. Well, then Nebraska, of course, opens up, and so who jumps ship? So this is going to just have a massive trickle down effect. I know we were all three of us were texting last night, just like our perspective on it and predicting kind of who could go where. I mean, if you're Brian Kelly, and let's say Matt Rhule did take the Penn State job, and I'm not saying he's going to go there for sure, but let's just say Matt Rhule went to Penn State, Nebraska, it would be a home run hire to get Brian Kelly all of a sudden. Where do you guys think Brian Kelly ends up? Because we all agree he's coaching next year somewhere, right? He's not sitting out a year.
Could he just end up in Nebraska?
Again, Matt Rhule would have to leave, and probably the only place he's leaving for is Penn State. So it's like, is Penn State hiring him or not? Otherwise, Matt Rhule's not leaving for any of these other gigs.
If I were any of the power programs, I would borderline instant hire Brian Kelly. I think he might not have just been a fit at LSU. It worked at Notre Dame. He was never it's not like it fell apart at LSU. He just wasn't a college football playoff team. He was on the fringe and just outside of that. Like, let's say Matt Rhule left. I would instantly hire him at Nebraska if he would take the job. I would hire him at Penn State, although that doesn't feel like why is that any different than like the area he was recruiting at Notre Dame? If I were any of these programs, other than maybe Florida, where it doesn't feel like a fit, I would instantly hire Brian Kelly. Like, if Missouri lost Drinkwitz, I'd beg Brian Kelly to come coach the Tigers. Am I wrong for thinking that he should be one of the best coaching candidates available?
No, I think you're there. I think he's in the same grouping as James Franklin, where James Franklin got fired by Penn State, but I think he'll be not necessarily in the first line of coaches who you call, but I feel like he'll be in the mix where I think both he and Brian Kelly will be coaching. It's just, the order of interest. It's not going to hit Brian Kelly until...
You don't think he's the number one target for anybody?
I don't think Penn State is looking at...
Maybe not, but it's just like, you don't think, like, if we were just to...
I don't think Florida right now is looking at calling Brian Kelly right now over Lane Kiffin. I think Florida, for instance, it'll be Lane Kiffin, it'll be Eli Drinkwitz, then maybe you get to James Franklin, Brian Kelly out of the bunch, I think is how it kind of falls down, unless you want to look at a group of five coach, which again also opens up the possibility for Alex Golish, John Summerall, and Ryan Silverfield.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, and like, I mean, people think, what else they think is going to open? Florida State,
based on all the rumblings, Florida State's going to be open at the end of the season. They're letting it finish out.
Huge job. Like, it's just so many big jobs available this season. It's going to be a wild circle.
It's going to be a bigger trickle-down effect than when Saban left, because Saban was one position for Alabama, and that trickled down to everything, where this is three or four or five of those types of jobs where, yeah, it's definitely going to be filled throughout all of college football.
Look, here's the thing. And this whole deal, the agents are the biggest winner of this entire deal, because they're still getting money on the buyouts, and you're also going to end up having leverage use. So if Eli Drinkwitz stays at Mizzou, he's obviously going to get a massive raise this off. He has to.
Yep.
Otherwise, they will lose him. So he's, either way, it's a win-win for Eli and his agent, and I don't know who his agent is. Same thing, we were talking about Vanderbilt and what they are clearly doing and looking like they're headed towards the college football playoff.
Yeah, Clark Lee.
If you compare what Clark Lee has done there compared to like Cignetti at Indiana feels way more sustainable. Vandy feels like, all right, you got Diego Pavia. You've taken advantage of this perfect storm. Academic requirements are also very tough at Vandy. It's a great school, as we know. I don't think if you're him, I think you need to leave sooner rather than later. The chance of you sustaining this exact level for another 5 years is way tougher than what Cignetti's doing at Indiana, in my opinion.
Textline pointed it out, and I'm sure we all thought it. I know they'll send a text, make a call. Is there any chance they could convince Saban to take the job?
The only school out of all of them would be LSU.
I know they'll text and be like, "Yo, Nick, yep,
yeah." They'll
fire off the text.
The only one.
They'll see.
I don't think
they'll
he's coming back.
Because of the NIL era
and why he left. But yeah, you at least check in. And then you had the weird rumor over the weekend with Steve Sarkisian, who he was very upset in postgame. His agent had to put out a statement because there was a Diana Rossini report that she was hearing that his people were putting out feelers, letting NFL people know he was looking. Now, I'm not saying that he's lying, but I also know, like, we've seen plenty of times, just because you come out with a forceful statement after a game saying you're upset it got out there doesn't mean it was a lie either. So I don't know what to believe if Sark would want to go to the NFL, but the only way this gets more chaotic is if Texas opened up in the next 2 months as well. Huh. Then, almost seemingly every big job you can think of would be open at that point.
It'd be like half the SEC in Big Ten at that point.
It is interesting, though, because I think that, you know, the dynamic when we talk about, like, these jobs and whether they're better or not, it's different with Coach Drinkwitz, because I know that he's had sustained success, but he's never made it to the playoff, where I think that's enough for you to be convinced to leave Missouri. Like, Missouri is like, hey, you know what, we'll slap down $10 million on the table for you. You're going to be one of the highest paid coaches in college football. If he knows he can make $500,000 less to go coach at a place that he can make the playoff at or feels like he can, like if Texas fires Sark and let's say they run through the options and all of a sudden Drinkwitz is one of the main names at the plate and they offer him the job for $500,000 less, I think he would be a little silly for not taking, for, well, I want to make this extra $500,000, so I'm going to not take the Texas job. It feels like that's...
Yeah, I mean, there's some jobs where...
Because I think with Missouri, it's... They haven't made the playoff yet, where I think that his name coming up, if he's offered the job at LSU, he's leaving Missouri. Absolutely. Point blank and period. It doesn't matter how much LSU's offered.
This isn't meant to be a knock on Missouri. He should.
Yeah. LSU, I mean, obviously, if Texas opened up, these are jobs you don't hesitate. You take. Florida, we can debate back and forth a little bit about what type of job is. I still tend to believe, if I look at the overall history of the program, it's not close. I mean, one program in the last...
Yeah, if we're talking historically, Missouri's not close. Yeah.
Multiple national titles over the last 30 years, et cetera. Like, so I still lean there. That one, there's at least a little bit of debate. But the LSUs, the Texases, yeah, there's no question there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.